Welcome to Local Matters, Mountain Express's weekly news podcast. This is news editor Margaret Williams, joined by senior staff reporter David Forbes.
Thank you.
Who was just at the Asheville City Council meeting October 11th, where, well, a couple interesting things. So tell us what happened on Tuesday.
Well, the most interesting thing, I think the biggest deal, and took up the longest portion of time in the meeting, wasn't even on the agenda. It was the Occupy Asheville demonstrations, which have been going on for a little over a week at the point of the meeting. They wanted a permanent camping spot, or an indefinite camping spot. They've been rotating from place to place, camping out near the courtyard of Mellow Mushroom at one point, part of Wall Street, area near the federal building at another. But they wanted a more permanent area, and they wanted the city to give them the ability to do so on McGuire Green, which is part of Pack Square Park. However, this item was not on the agenda. Council had a lot of good things to say about the demonstrations. A number of them, Brownie Newman, Gordon Smith, noted some personal agreement with the goals of the protesters. There was a lot of talk from both the representatives of the protest and the council about how they were glad that, unlike other cities where you've had some clashes or, you know, police have attacked or forcibly evicted protesters, in Asheville there have been, you know, a very civil discourse so far. There have been accommodation between both, kind of on both ends, and things have generally been very peaceful. However, Jennifer Foster, who was one of the representatives of the protest, said that as long as they lacked a permanent camping spot, tensions were going to rise. In the end, council, while expressing some sympathy and saying that they needed to have a camping spot, said that this was, you know, it wasn't fair to revise the rules this quickly with no notice on the agenda, no opportunity for the public who aren't part of Occupy Asheville or weren't informed of this beforehand to come to it. What they said, though, was that staff should work out a temporary spot, and that in 2 weeks after that meeting, the next meeting's October 25th, council would hopefully have a more permanent one arranged. There were some tense moments, too. There was a moment where Councilwoman Esther Mannheimer said, I wonder why the city couldn't just tell the protesters to go to the public works parking lot or whatever place that council wanted, and she chose the phrase beggars can't be choosers, to which the crowd yelled, we're not beggars, which was kind of a moment. At the end, Foster said that she, you know, the government was moving too slowly, they can't wait 2 weeks for a camping spot. Some of them, they'd actually had a general assembly, which are these daily gatherings that the demonstrators have been doing to discuss what their demands are and where they want to go forward with things and their approaches and resolve logistical matters. They actually held one of the steps of City Hall, and some of them camped out there that night, but then left after being told to leave by the police at 10 when the park curfew went into effect. So it'll be interesting to see how that proceeds. The demonstrations have continued. There's daily general assemblies, usually, but Pack Square Park or Pritchard Park. The nightly campout spots still shifting. At this point, the city has and the demonstrations don't seem to have agreed on a definite spot, but we'll certainly let our readers know as soon as they do. And there's also what they're calling moving pickets daily, marches by a number of the demonstrators.
Yes, I've seen a few of those.
Yes, I think most people around downtown have at some point in the last few weeks. And yeah, it's in general the protests are being held in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street in New York. And in one of their announcements, I think they phrased their goals as broadly criticizing corporate dominance and government corruption. They're still discussing more specific proposals. It was an interesting to watch.
And some other actions that City Council took?
Indeed. City Council chose not to award a community media grant contract to Ponderwell, which is a web development company that had proposed a site that would allow people to citizens to submit and edit news. Now, this was the one that staff chose to recommend to council. This is the company of that. And Express also had a proposal on that. If I recall, Express's proposal came in, was one of the finalists as well. And then an evaluation panel gave Ponderwell's a higher score and forwarded that on. However, council just, they didn't, they said that Cecil Bothwell, council member, he described they said the process had been, you know, they thought the criteria were amorphous and the process had been a bit fuzzy, and that he didn't really see what he kind of wanted to see coming out of it. And a lot of other council members had similar feelings. And a number of them, referring to Express's proposal, said they had concerns about government funds going to an arm of the media. And also, so Ponderwell representatives said that they were providing something new, that there would be an economic development, a training component to it, though council didn't agree. They said they didn't see enough of that, which is one thing they really want to see from the initial proposal. So the $120,000 from city coffers that would have gone to Ponderwell had this been approved will instead go back in the general fund.
Right. We don't know at this point if they're going to try something new or different, try to come up with a different proposal. It's just been punted, I guess.
Indeed. At the moment, you know, it just seems to be gone because their council didn't make another date to reassess or issue another request for a proposal or anything like that. They just didn't approve the contract to put the funds back in the general fund. So they also approved a subdivision of a lot in Montford to allow for some more housing units. And this actually was they approved it 4-3.
I was going to say, that was a split vote, which means it has to be taken up again.
Yeah, a number of development and zoning matters. The vote either has to be get five votes or more the first time around, or get two votes of 4-3 or more. That happened with the food truck issue recently, for example. In this case, you have the proponents, including the developers, the project, and the council members who have said this was, you know, a reasonable compromise that would provide some more affordable housing in this area. And the critics, including the Montford Neighborhood Association, said that they were concerned that this is too much density in the area. So that they worried it would change the historical character of the neighborhood. So
that'll come up for a vote again.
Indeed.
Well, thank you, David.
My pleasure.
And that's it for Local Matters. ¶¶